Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Tina.
Yes, hi, Miss Tina. I'm giving you a call in regards to a text message that I received that says that we have an account, a past due account.
Oh, okay. Let me pull up your account and we'll see what's going on. One second.
Sure.
It's set up under the 619 area code number, right?
It's possible. I mean, I got a text from you guys.
Okay.
So imagine if you're sending me a text, it should be, under that account.
or at least the number will be associated with the account. So just.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll find it. Okay. It's an account under James Gardner.
I am James Gardner.
Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you are. Okay. Perfect.
It should be under Premier Restoration Services, not me, but that's okay.
Well, yes, no, the business name is Premier Restoration Services, but the contact is you. And
that's
let
me
go into the billing and see what's going on with the card here. It's saying that it's a visa ending in 7254, and it's saying, it's saying CVV doesn't match. So what that means is perhaps the card is still good, but maybe they sent you a new one with a different expiration.
Oh, that's 100% correct. Uh-huh.
Is
But there's a bigger issue. And the bigger issue is this account has been canceled. So we don't even understand why you're still trying to charge. Can you see what our last communication is regarding our account?
Let me see. Oh, it said that you had requested a cancellation back in October. And I'm not sure if Lily ever talked to you or not, but it said that Lily.
No, she never did. She never told me. And so that's what, again, I don't know why. I ignored the last couple ones. Go ahead.
I think that's probably the problem, because when someone requests cancellation via email or via text message or via our live chat, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we can't cancel an account by email or text. You have to call us so we can verify your identity. So it does say that she reached out to you in October, but it said she spoke with James, and it said he said he's sorry he doesn't have any time to chat. And then I guess you guys had set a time for the following Monday, and then when she called you back, it says she left a voicemail and she sent a text message. So when we can't reach someone back after they requested it, they'll put it on what's called an, a suspension. And I think the account came off of suspension. That's why it's trying to bill you. So, question. How come you guys were wanting to cancel back in October?
Well, the return on our investment, doesn't show that it's something that's working for our company. Obviously, it works for you guys because you guys get paid whether it's working or not. But it's not working on our end. And some of the promises that were made by my salesperson haven't been fulfilled. And so maybe that's why she wants to reach back out, or maybe it's simply to verify that I did, in fact, cancel. And now that we're talking, I did, in fact, cancel, and you're able to see that. So, yeah, if she needs to call me, then she's more than welcome to keep trying.
So I'm on your dashboard, and I'm seeing that there's quite a few leads that are coming through still through the call tracking number that we provided for you.
And if you go further back, it's kind of funny because I told her, I told my salesperson, I don't know what you're doing, but what you're doing is working, but it's working for the wrong thing, because we were getting two calls a day, probably five calls to six calls a week asking for a job. And I guess they were seeing that we were hiring, but we weren't hiring. So it was something local slash, it was something you guys were doing that was causing those calls to come in. So, you know, I told her, yeah, we're getting calls, but they're for job employment. We're not a hiring agency. We're a contracting firm. We want jobs, not employees.
So I'm listening to a call right now about a job for Marcella in Oceanside by where all the lakes are. Dallas is the husband. Yeah, they were calling to get
a quote. Marcella in Dallas? Yeah, they're my customer from Greg Garrison, an attorney. And so they were probably trying to see, where's James's number? We can't find it.
Okay, yeah, he called.
Want to go to another one? Let's go to another one.
There's one on here from March 3rd asking, do you do fire restoration? But they just texted you. You probably didn't get it. If the account had been in suspension, you might have gotten it. Let me go back to the one before that, Heather Cooper. Let's see here what she wanted. Heather Cooper. They bought a lot. And let's see what she needs. She's looking for the history on the lot that she bought, if you guys did work on it before. So.
Yeah, she thought, yes, I spoke to the lady. She thought she's from like Inland Empire up north, at least, you know, 70 miles away from us. And she was asking if we did work on her property. And I told her, no, you're probably looking for the Premier Restoration in Inland Empire.
Okay. So that was too far for you. So you have to
Wait. When you say she's too far from me, you would almost seem to imply that she wanted to give work to us. But what you may have overlooked was the fact that she's trying to find history on her property. Right. So she's not trying to give us work. She's trying to find out the history, if we worked on that property before. And again, what I'm paying your service to do is bring me work.
Okay. But here's one thing that I wanted to relay to you, James, and I respect that. Okay. So you thought the account was canceled, right? And you haven't paid us since July of...
I didn't think it was canceled. I canceled it.
Okay. So you canceled it. That was never processed because we couldn't verify
your
identity.
That's not my fault.
Right?
Well, okay. That's not my fault.
Can you please give me, I gave you time to explain. I just wanted to mention something to you. Because it wasn't officially canceled, you're still benefiting from the website that we built you and the call tracking number. So you have to, you know, understand these are calls that are just coming in organically. You know, nobody's promoting you on the first page anymore. Nobody's doing programming. Nobody's doing the algorithm updates on Google. That all stopped back in July of last year, right? When, you know, things started going awry. But, if you want to keep a premierrestoration.com, which is your website, we do offer a package where you can cancel the program officially and just keep that site and pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site. And since it's still getting, you know, quite a few solid hits, I would recommend
solid
that you do that.
Solid is not solid. Sorry. Your description is askew.
Well, you have to look at this. Just for example, that, you know, when I look at your results all time, and I realize, you know, you did have, you know, a nice package prior, but initially it's showing that you were found on the first page of Google 1,755 times, and you've had 409 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So, you know, It is 2026. You know, every dollar needs to have a website. So if that's something that you want, you know, normally if you go to our website, it says we charge $2,500 up front to build the site plus $49 a month hosting. We don't have to charge you the $2,500 up front to build it because it's still up and running, right? It just has a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. And that's just a friendly reminder to let you know that, you know, it was on that admin suspend pending your cancellation. Now, question for you is, have you seen the site by chance?
To be honest with you, no. And here's the reason why.
Oh,
when I met, when I spoke with the campaign person, and she's asking me, how do I want the site to look? What do I want it to say? This is my answer to her, because this is my answer to everybody. I don't care what it looks like. You can put it with pink bows and purple dots. I could care less. Even if I hate those colors, all I care about is that my phone's ringing with a potential customer. I don't care what you got to do to the website to make that happen, but that's what I want you to do. So you make all the decisions on what it looks like. I don't need to see it. It doesn't matter what it says. It could say whatever it wants to, but if you're getting me phone calls to potential customers who want a contractor to do work, then that means your campaign's working. And why would I not want to continue giving you my business if you're bringing me business? That's kind of what I told my salesperson. And she said, I'm going to make that happen. I go, okay, no problem. And it didn't happen, unfortunately.
Well, the site looks really cool. I'm looking at it. I just texted it to you so you can look at it. The nice thing about the site is that it's integrated with your Google page. So anytime somebody leaves you a 5-star rating on Google, it automatically goes on your site. So I'm seeing all these 5-star reviews that are scrolling on it. I'm seeing pictures, examples of services, you know, a logo, all of that they probably just put together for you because you didn't care in sending your own content. But if you ever chose to, any revisions that you make to this, they are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. But one thing I can do to help you out, James, if you wanted to keep the site, I know that you weren't happy with the service, and I don't want to talk you into using something that you know you don't want. But if you do want to keep the website, then I can get an override to put you into corporate pricing of $29 a month. Normally,
yeah,
you have to be like
that,
a Subway sandwich or an any. Okay, but that website, I don't know how it will bring you new clients if this is the one that's connected with Google and Bing and Facebook and Yelp and all of the directories that we've put you on. So this website, I'm looking at your Google listing. I'm looking at your Facebook page. It's still out there for you. So
PremierRestoration.com. Correct me if I'm wrong. It has to be worked. It has to be worked. It has to be updated. You got to be posting things. You got to continuously be massaging it so that it works and it works properly. Because if it goes stagnant, then you lose ranking, you lose visibility, you lose everything. And I'm not an advertising company. I'm a contractor. I pay advertising companies to do that massaging to the website to make it work.
What website are they massaging for you? What website do you have now?
Well, you guys are supposed to be, you're supposed to be managing.
No, you said you have a new one now, right?
No. I didn't say I have a new one.
Oh, I thought you said you had a new one.
I'm not an advertiser. I'm a contractor. I pay advertising companies to do my advertising. You guys are supposed to have massaged it to where it was bringing us customers. Not me. If you got to tell, if somebody calls me and says, James, we want to get you a website, but you got to maintain it. You got to update it. You got to respond to, you know, customer emails through this to keep the advertising working and going. I tell them, well, then you're not the right company. I need to focus on fixing people's houses because that's what I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So what do I want your website for?
Well, I mean, most people, because, you know, we are in 2026, even if it's a word of mouth referral and they say, hey, you know, call James. He did some work for me. He's excellent. Or they're going to you through an insurance company. Most people will do a little bit of due diligence on you. And when you have a nice website up and running that has a lot of 5-star reviews on it, it will solidify that work for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you that the $29 package is going to bring you clients, because I've talked to business owners over the years. I've been here for 14 years. Sometimes they put some kind of cheap rinky-dink site together that they do for free through a friend or relative. Sometimes they hire a fancy web director and they spend tens of thousands of dollars putting it together. And across the board, no matter how they do it, they always tell me that they've never gotten one client from the site, right? Mm-hmm. And that happens because if a website is not compliant with the search engines, it never, ever gets ranked. So the benefit of that $29 package, where it would be 96 cents a day for you to keep it, right, is that you have a valid website with Google reviews posted on it, and updates to it are free of charge. So, you know, we're not going to go in and do extensive SEO programming or anything like that, because that was included in the other package you had. But absolutely, if you have a new before and after photo or a different logo, anything that you send to us or update on the dashboard, that would automatically be updated on your site within 1 to 3 days. But I'm looking at it, and I sent you a text if you want to look at it. It looks, lovely to me. It doesn't look to me like,
there's
any extensive updates that need to be done.
The only problem is, no matter how beautiful it looks, no matter how many pink butterflies are flying when you open it up, if it's not turning a customer, then it's useless. It might look pretty, but it's useless if it's not bringing one customer. And I look at it like this. How much was I paying per month to your team?
I think it was $5.99 monthly. I'm
Got
looking
it.
At the
so
billing.
Six, I'm going to round that one penny up to $600. $600 a month. I need at minimum two paying customers for that campaign to pay for itself. And if anything, it may be brought one during the entire paying campaign. And that one doesn't pay for the entire campaign. So with that being said, that means no matter how pretty it was looking, it was not giving us a return on our investment.
But I'm not asking you to sign up for the $5.99 package again. All I'm asking
is
if you want
me
to cancel
the
program or if you want to keep
the
program. And I'll have a little story for you.
No, cancel it. No,
okay, I'll cancel it. But I do want to let you know that somebody called me, you know, very recently, and they said, you know, hey, Tina, can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my dashboard? And I said, okay. So I went and opened it for them, and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And the person was so confused because they said, you know, that lead did not come to us through Google. It came to us, I guess they were using a lead service called Angie's. They said, we remember, we went and bid on it, and we, you know, we're doing Angie's, and we don't understand how it came through the dashboard. And again, I told them, well, guess what they did after you went and bid on that? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a nice website with credible reviews and things being posted about him, it solidified him in getting that job. So that's all
I'm
saying. Well,
that's awesome. That's a good story.
Well, it really is a good story. And I know that would be the case for you too. But if you want to, you know, cancel the site altogether and not have one, I respect that also. You know what I mean? It's completely up to you. I just wanted to give you your option.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It does make sense. Thank you.
Okay. So I will process the cancellation. You'll get an email in a couple of minutes that it's been canceled. And then that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. Okay.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just, I didn't want you guys to keep sending out reminders that we're past due. figured it'd save us both a little bit of time.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. No problem, James. I'll take care of that. Okay. And in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up.
You too.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
yeah,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Bye. Bye.